from what I've been told, we definitely are not going to have our current legal representation at the end of this fiscal year. So this goes beyond a cursory, we're looking for an attorney and Neighbors and Giblin's a consideration. I've been told that's off the table. And so I think we also, I would implore you all to have conversations with anybody you know in the community that could bring reputable legal representation, because quite frankly, that is now on a supercharged time frame as well.
What? So we already have the issue of finding a replacement for County Administrator Dan Schubler in Santa Rosa County, and now we don't have the continue as we've been doing with Neighbors and Giblin. That was Sam Parker, County Commissioner for District 1. We got Dan on the line now. He always joins us after a meeting. Dan Schubler, Santa Rosa County Administrator. Dan, thanks for joining us this morning. What's going on with the... I thought we could just keep going with Neighbors and Giblin as is.
Well, that's something that I think we talked about a couple meetings ago. When we first I hired Neighbors and Giblin after Mr. Andrews was dismissed, it was a temporary agreement. We talked about it in January. The board indicated that they wanted to try Neighbors and Giblin out as a firm for maybe 6 to 9 months. Neighbors and Giblin indicated, I think, several meetings ago that that they weren't interested in, the long-term, being the permanent solution for Santa Rosa County. So we actually have out on the street through our procurement office requests for letters of interest from law firms that would like to represent Santa Rosa County. And we also have posted a job for an in-house county attorney position. So we are seeking legal counsel. There's been no formal notice of termination of the agreement with Neighbors and Giblin, but we do know that that is not the long-term solution. So we need to find, more permanent legal representation for the county.
All right. Well, I mean, if they don't want to do the job, I understand we've got to find somebody else. It's just, it's a bummer because, they seem to do pretty well, and they're obviously a great resource to have, and yet that's not an option. So now we're back to figuring things out from the scratch. Similarly, obviously, we are in the process of trying to find your replacement, and you've got, somewhere in the vicinity of 80 days left, I think. It just so people understand this concept of how much it's going to cost to replace you. What do you currently get paid? And if you have any idea, what do you think it's going to take in order to find somebody to replace you? I know you don't make that choice, but you've been talking with the HR folks and trying to figure this out.
Yeah, I don't make that choice. My salary's public record has been discussed ad nauseum in our boardroom about how I'm overpaid at the mid 140 range is my current salary.
Okay.
The county manager, Florida Association of County Managers, conducts an annual survey, it came up in the boarding yesterday that it's probably going to cost more. And if you look at that survey with like-sized counties, like-sized responsibilities, those kinds of things, it's probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 grand or so underpaid compared to my contemporaries. I don't know. The board will set a range for the county administrator position when they advertise that.
Yeah.
What we discussed yesterday was using an executive recruiting firm like the Florida Association of County Managers or a commercial firm potentially to assist in that search. But they asked the HR director and me to come back to them in our August workshop with a process that we would recommend. Given that discussion, the board recognizes that there's going to need to be an interim county administrator.
Right.
So we're looking, internally at staff. I'll be talking with my senior directors and senior county staff Monday to solicit any interest in that interim county administrator position, and then present those candidates, and the board will make a selection that will take over after I depart. It's going to be a long process. It is a challenging environment, obviously. I think Escambia County decided to stick with Mr. Moreno for some period of time because of that. I know there are several other counties in the state that are looking for county managers. So it's a it'll take some time, and the board recognized that yesterday. So
yeah, and I thought Sam Parker, Commissioner Parker, raised good issue of, you know, bringing somebody in from the outside who doesn't get the very difficult and fairly delicate political issues that of course created the circumstances that led to your departure. That's going to be a challenge for anybody, even locally, let alone outside. So I mean, it's going to be a problem to solve all of this. I wanted to ask you, I guess the follow-up to the Waste Pro story is that internally we had some, a temporary suspension for Andrew Hill for 10 days, and I guess you had some other disciplinary action. Can you just maybe talk about this for a second? South Santa Rosa News had the story, and I just wanted to get official comment on what took place.
Yeah, and for me, you know, praise in public and punish in private has worked for me for 37 years.
Okay.
So I didn't make a big production of it, but certainly, yes, there were disciplinary actions as a result of the investigation, the various aspects of the investigation that were conducted. So I did suspend Mr. Hill for 10 days unpaid and issued a letter of reprimand to the director of the department. Really focused on sort of the contract compliance and the we could have done better there. Those are the disciplinary actions that I took as a result of the investigation.
And this is largely about overseeing and having accountability on the way the waste service is being conducted, basically, right? Is it that portion of it from the county wasn't properly done, and that's what led to the reprimands, right?
Yes, I mean, one of the major changes in the contract that was implemented last year and approved by the Board of County Commissioners was to have a higher standard, a higher performance standard, and the ability to hold them accountable via liquidated damages for failure to serve, not providing trash cans. There are a list of things in the contract. And we could have done better, I think, in the first 6 months implementing that and making sure that the service was in accordance with the contract.
Very good. And obviously we're hoping for better outcomes in the future from both of those folks and also in general in terms of overseeing the service. Before we run out of time, I do want to give you a chance to make sure to tell people that we have the Land Development Code meeting is coming up, right?
Yes, we discussed that at our meeting last week, but it was originally scheduled for final adoption and approval on July 29th. Last week, we made the decision to delay that so that we can have a full board. Commissioner Cole will be traveling for a couple of weeks. So that adoption hearing is set for the Land Development Code on August 19th at 6 p.m.
All right, August 19th. And obviously we'll remind people about that when we get a little bit closer. But this is the big stuff. This is where we're going to have the final discussion about land clearing and sidewalks and signs and just, I mean, all the things that the Land Development Code touches, which is just about everything in Santa Rosa County. You guys also, last night you had a big conversation, or yesterday I should say, had a conversation about the South Santa Rosa reuse. Is that right?
Yeah, there's a strategic plan. We're in a partnership with Holly Navarre Water and the City of Gulf Breeze to increase use of reclaimed water on the peninsula there, so that we can use that public access reuse effluent appropriately and reduce the demand on the aquifer for things like watering the lawn and whatnot. So it's the project is moving along. Holly Navarre has the first phase lead. We're working on phase two, and we'll be getting the effluent out of the sound and to that system that is being built by Holly Navarre, and then Gulf Breeze will lead phase three and that interconnect with their system. So it's an exciting project that will improve water quality in the south end and also make sure that we don't put that additional strain on our aquifers.
Absolutely. And we talk with Sam Abel, city manager in Gulf Breeze, about this kind of stuff all the time. All of the various steps that are being done to change the way we handle, you know, particularly the processed effluent and, you know, how that makes our lives better in the long run. Last thing, you had it's come up several different times, but I think the board has finally given direction that we're going to move. You tell me if I'm wrong about this. There's going to be, I think, a change in the way meeting rules are done in terms of public input. The way I understood it, again, you correct me if I'm wrong, is public input will not any longer be on the agenda item during the meeting. It will all be in the beginning during the public forum. Is that what they said yesterday?
That was the direction given. So it's a bit of a change in the way we've done things in Santa Rosa County. The board certainly does want to hear from the public, but we also realize a 9-hour meeting and making decisions at midnight is probably not in the best interest either of the public. So we're trying to ensure that the public forum is available and people are able to comment on any and everything on the agenda, as well as any and everything on their minds, to provide their thoughts to the Board of County Commissioners, but to do that in a structured way, and then have the agenda and the work. The commissioners will have heard from the public on any agenda item. They'll have their discussion and then take action once the agenda is in process.
So I don't know of any public meetings that are done this way. Are there counties that do it that way? Because everybody that I know allows public comment on the agenda item. Are there places where they do it this way?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Okaloosa County next door does it that way. Our transportation planning organization meetings, that is Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Baldwin counties in Mobile, in Alabama, That board does that way. They have their public comment up front. Okeechobee County, I know, does it that way. Just I know that because I talked to someone yesterday about their meetings. So it's not uncommon.
Okay.
To have the public comment, you know, and then once the agenda starts, it's the board discussion and board decision. So that was the direction given. We have some public hearings advertised next week for our Tuesday meeting, so we might not be able to fully implement in this first meeting, you know, 4 days after the direction, but we're working towards that in restructuring our agenda so that we have a robust public comment and public input, but we can also get the business done once it's time to get down to business.
Very good. Well, we'll see how that works out. I mean, I know there's going to be a lot of people that are not very fond of that particular change. There's also a conversation about personal devices being up on the podium or up on the dais, and we'll see what comes of that in the end. Again, another subject that not everybody agrees about. Dan Schebler, he is a Santa Rosa County Administrator. Dan, as always, I appreciate the time. I appreciate the work. I know it's a lot. Thanks for helping us understand what's going on in our county.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on.